You're listening to Allegedly NYC.
Allegedly.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Allegedly NYC. I'm Nomi Ruiz.
And I'm Eva Sanjurjo.
And we are your go-to girls for all the tea, all the time.
All the time.
Coming straight
Don't
to you.
Did you hate that?
Coming straight to you from Bushwick, Brooklyn.
Mm.
Where all the flowers grow. They at least bloom.
Bloomish.
Well, the weather's turning around.
It is.
Slowly but surely.
I walk by a huge, huge mountain of snow. It's slowly, slowly, slowly melting.
When it decides to get warm.
Yeah. It's spring, guys.
Psych.
Put your coat back on.
Snow day. Allegedly NYC is supported by wine and spirits.
Yes, girl.
So let's get into our wine of the week.
Woo!
Oh my God.
Just drizzling.
Make a mess.
Okay, so we're going to Spain. Have you ever been to Spain?
I have been to Spain.
I've never been to Spain. I've always wanted to go.
It's pretty sexy.
Apparently, I think I have probably some family members there because my grandfather was a merchant marine. He was always there. So we're all convinced Ooh. That he has a family there. He had a family.
Probably. I went there with Anoni on her turning tour. And me and Joy Gabriel decided to have a late night out in Spain.
Ooh.
Like, we got to go see the nightclub. So we got all dolled up.
Uh-huh.
And our friend's like a blonde bombshell.
I mean,
and
it's like, Marilyn Monroe, basically.
Yeah. And I'm like Penelope Cruz. Yeah. Meets Jennifer Lopez. Meets Catherine Zeta-Jones. So we went to the club together. So we went to the club together. And as soon as we sat down, a bottle comes.
Ah, smart.
Just Spanish men.
They know how to get to your heart.
Well, you know, I was scared to drink it because I'm like, if we drink this, you know, that means we're stuck with these guys.
Right.
Entire night.
So you finished your drink. Well, I mean, you did not drink
the bottle.
Yeah, I finished
the bottle. And then we ran.
And then we ran and found another two boys.
So what's our wine of
Okay,
the week?
Our wine of the week is called Ferrer Bonnet. And she's like mad tasty. And she's velvety, complex, long, with a fresh attack. Yes, a fresh attack.
She's velvety. Yeah. She's complicated with a fresh attack.
Exactly. You know what? A lot of people describe me that way.
Exactly. She's complicated.
She's
attack.
A bit complicated. It's hashtag it's complicated.
Hashtag fresh attack.
And she's good with like gamey meats, ducks, and really aged cheese. She's pricey too. She's pricey for me because I love me a $20 bottle and under. She's $50. So you take this to a party, you're like, you know, balling, you're basically. You're talking to the town.
All right,
so
let's get into
I'm gonna
her.
Pour it, girl.
Here we go. Where's my glass?
How you doing?
I'm good. How have you been? It's been a while. We took a little break.
We took a little tiny break, but we're back.
We're back.
And you know, still realizing things.
It just never
actually
ends,
we're literally just talking about what's her name, Kylie. Her ass is bad.
Kylie
pumped.
Has gone
rogue
a little too far for my taste. I am
and
a
that's
fan.
You saying
and
that.
That's me because I am a fan
and you love we always love a search bitch.
I love a girl that goes too far.
Ditto bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
Those are our favorite
bitches. But I feel like she's kind of taking it to the next level.
She's definitely taking it. You know what? Cheers, girl.
Cheers.
We should have a segment called Girls Gone Too Far, but we just talk about Surge. She took it too far, but we live.
We love it.
We love it. But. Yeah,
she
whatever.
She took it too damn far.
She looks like a game of Operation. You know?
It's like all the parts are separated. I feel like she's padding or something.
Girl, she looks like she has a fucking part. I know where my fucking couch went. The one I put in the front of my apartment. because she's got furniture, darling.
Furniture, darling. Oh my God.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's start getting into some tea here. You know, that's what we do best.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Spill it all over the
I have a little ginger this week.
Well, speaking of ginger, this article is a key. This comes straight from Pitzer College.
Oh. This is so cool.
So, okay. At Pitzer College, there's a wall on the side of a dormitory that's devoted to unmoderated free speech through art, which was recently painted by a group of Latino students who wrote the message, "White girl, take off your hoop earring." So when one of the white students expressed confusion, they were so confused. They're like, "What does that mean?" A Pitzer College resident assistant, an active member of the Latinx Student Union, responded in an email thread sent to the entire student body, which read, "The art was created by myself and a few other women of color after being tired and annoyed with the reoccurring theme of white women appropriating styles that belong to black and brown folks who created the culture. The culture actually comes from a historical background of oppression and exclusion. The black and brown bodies who typically wear hooped earrings and other accessories like winged eyeliner, gold nameplate necklaces, etc., are typically viewed as ghetto and are not taken seriously by others in their daily lives. Because of this, I see our winged eyeliner, lined lips, and big hoop earrings serving as symbols and as an everyday act of resistance, especially here at the Claremont Colleges. Meanwhile, we wonder, why should white girls be able to take part in this culture wearing hoop earrings just being one case of it, and be seen as cute, aesthetic, ethnic? White people have actually exploited the culture and made it into fashion."
Well, this is okay. So how did you feel when Patricia Field put like nameplate and door knockers on Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City? Did you find it offensive? Because some people
I didn't know that conversation was happening. I did feel like it was something that was our style.
Oh girl,
I
came out of my mom with a pair of door knockers.
I remember my first boyfriend bought me, like, I always dreamed, like, in my dreams, I was like, I'm going to date a guy, and like, I didn't want an engagement ring or, like, a wedding. I wanted a nameplate. Like, that was, like, goals for, like, a Latin girl.
It truly is.
I was
is.
Like, I just want to, and my first boyfriend, like, surprised me once with, like, a double-plated Nomi necklace with, like, a Gucci link chain.
What? And I was like, oh, that's expensive.
I was like, we're going to be together forever.
Oh, my God.
This is my dream come true.
Girl, it's like, it's next to going to Red Lobster.
So true. I really felt that way.
It's but like then the when cheddar I saw biscuit Carrie of life.
On, I was like, I didn't, you know, at the time I didn't think of race at the time. I just thought of like,
she's
you're
taking,
jacking our style.
Okay, you did. Oh, so you did have an opinion about it. Because I mean, at the time, you know, the only time I heard somebody kind of, mentioned, like, there was one episode where she was talking about, oh, her jewelry, like her ghetto fab jewelry, and like, for us it's not ghetto fab, it's just like kind of what we wear. It's not like, I don't consider it ghetto fab. And the fact that she said it in one episode, she said it in that kind of respect, I was kind of like, oh, because I thought it was like, okay, this is a girl that's like kind of representing New York in a way. I didn't see it as representing like our Latins or black or anything like that. I just saw this girl that just represented like the boroughs and like throwing that on with her like Chanel. And I thought that was like, oh,
right.
Cool.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It's like, all right, cool. Like she's representing the, like the New York chick, you know? Mm-hmm. But like now is different for me because I don't like the people that I see wearing it. I don't think they understand the truth.
Well, before this article, we joked about this for a long time.
Really long time, yeah.
Where we like made fun of kind of, we love Lana Del Rey, but we were joking because she used to like have her earrings.
Yeah, she has her door knockers on.
Or then there was like, even Kylie, like we were just talking about her with her like lip liner thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's just
like, bitch, give me back my hoops.
It's give me back my look.
Yeah, give me back my look.
So remember we went to that bar once and I sat down and the guy was like, ooh, hoop earrings. Interesting.
Oof. Yeah.
Remember that? And I was like, this fucking white dude's.
Yeah.
That was kind of rude.
Yeah. I've gotten that a lot of times.
But if a white girl walked into that bar,
you'd be like, oh, They wouldn't say anything. And I remember one time this one girl, she's like, oh my God. Cause there was a moment where all the kerchiefs were like really popular. Like all girls were like kerchiefs and
the kerchiefs,
you know, like you remember, like it was like mid,
oh my God, like the Chola style.
Yeah. Chola style.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
well, she's like Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, exactly. Cause she, you know, she's in LA. So I guess she brings her Chola. Yeah. She, well, I think because of where she grew up, maybe. Right.
That's for me, it represents more of that. It represents more of where you come from.
Right.
Like there's also this conversation happening now about the Cash Me Outside girl.
Word.
Have you heard
of
this?
Of course, because she read hard.
And they're saying that like everyone's glorifying her because now she's making like millions of dollars.
Because she's branded
her like ghetto fabness. And they're saying that this only has happened to her because she's white.
Right.
But I'm like, that's not true. Cause we have like Cardi B and like all these other kind of ratchet girls that come from the hood that are also kind of blowing up.
No, it's different, girl, because she's there. No one was expecting this little white girl that's 13 years old to talk like that. So that's why she's has a claim to fame at this moment.
But she's really about that life. Like, she's not pretending. She's not appropriating.
She's fucking 13, though. Like, what are you going through in life?
She comes from the hood.
She does? I thought she came from, like, Poughkeepsie or some shit. I don't know. I've just made that up. But I don't know. You know what? I don't know her life. But her mom looks mad Joan Cleaver, you know?
I mean, I see her mom beating her ass.
Word, really?
I feel like she comes from a broken home.
All right. You know what? Maybe she'll have her on her show, actually. Because she's
I kind of live for her.
We can't have wine that day. Or should we? Maybe she's into 40s.
Oh, she's probably definitely into 40s.
Definitely into 40s.
So, another student at Pitzer College, claiming credit for the spray-painted message, responded to the school-wide email thread stating, "If you didn't create the culture as a coping mechanism for marginalization, take off those hoops. Oof. If your feminism isn't intersectional, take off those hoops. If you try to wear mi cultura when the creators can no longer afford it, take off those hoops. If you are incapable of using a search engine and expect other people to educate you, take off those hoops. If you can't pronounce my name or spell it, take off those hoops. I use those instead of your because hoops were never yours to begin with."
Gang.
Aguilera then attached an image of herself and the others who spray painted the wall, exposing their own hoop earrings.
Aw. It's gonna be like, you know how they see the sneakers in the lines?
Oh my God,
it's gonna be hoops now.
That's hilarious. You know what? Funny because we've talked about this in passing as a joke.
Right.
But I guess this is a thing.
Hey girl, it's a fucking damn, it's definitely a thing, yo. That's hilarious. I mean, you know what? I come from the world of fashion.
And we always spook. We always get kind of annoyed when people steal our looks. But
for sure.
I never saw it as a race thing. I just saw it as like a fashion thing. Because like Jennifer Lopez,
she has those staples on her lobe, her earlobes.
Well, no, when I worked at Petfield and I was rocking that Frankie B denim jumpsuit, and then they gave it to her and she wore it. I felt the same way. I was like, oh my God, you stole my look.
Right. Bitch stole my look.
It was the same feeling. It had nothing to do with race because we were both Puerto Rican.
I know what you mean. But like, remember that one thing that Ronnie has sent us? It was a meme of this Latin girl that's in Walking Dead. She's like, even in a zombie apocalypse, a girl's still wearing hoop earrings. Latin girl's still wearing hoops.
It's like part of our culture.
It really is.
Yeah.
Do you know when I don't wear earrings and I'm with my mom, she has a backup hoop in her purse.
Oh girl, that's like a New Yorican thing. Like my mom, I leave the house. And before I leave, there's like toast, a toast. And next to the toast is like a 6-pack of like gold hoop earrings.
Yeah, totally. Didn't She's you just like, experience that literally just recently?
Oh, no. Recently, I had like a shock because my mom always puts like cheap, hoop earrings.
It's
like
they're disposable. I wear them every day.
In our culture, it's like literally disposable. We put like big hoops, we go out. We leave, whatever.
Girl.
So I saw a pair of hoops on the table and I just, you know, grab them. In the house. I put them on. I spend the day. I spend the weekend. I go away. I didn't go like back to see my mom.
Right.
And she's like, did you see those gold hoops I put on the table? I'm like, yeah, whatever. She's like, those are real gold.
Oh shit.
And I was like, oh shit. Fuck. Cause you know, those, you just, they're like socks. You just like lose them.
I always lose a hoop. I lost a pair that I got Knickerbocker in a cab just recently.
Yeah. So it's because it's just like whatever.
Yeah.
And I just like, fuck. So like, thank God I found them.
Back. Thank God you did. Cause you are legendary, like, for losing hoops.
Girl, we take our hoops for granted. It's like, whose house did you leave your hoops at now?
Girl, I could make a ring around the world.
I've left a pair of hoops in each borough.
Girl,
and
down.
I'm proud of them. So next up on the T block, Dead Mouse, or like Kanye West would say, Dead Mouse 5, slams voguing culture and calls it racist.
What?
So Toronto DJ Joel Zimmerman.
It is, you know what? It is a very, how do you say? A fresh attack.
Are we talking about the wine?
The wine.
Oh, wait. I meant laughter. But applause would be fine.
I taste a fresh attack.
So, Joel Zimmerman of Toronto, known as Dead Mouse, lashed out at the Vogue ball scene in a recent tweet. Why? He said, here's another thing I'll never fully understand. Competitive Vogue-ing. When someone tried to explain that the Vogue scene is accepting, full of energy, and allows participants to live their fantasy, Zimmerman responded, except white people like me. That's about all I've learned from your amazing community via Twitter. I'm over it.
Wait, did he try going to a category and he got rejected?
He thought he
did
was.
Did he
like,
come not correct?
White boy DJ realness.
Yeah, he's giving like, yeah, with a twist.
Girl. Dead Mouse is one of the top performers in the electronic dance music scene, which some have criticized as bastardizing gay influence house music and disco to make it palatable to a more mainstream white heterosexual crowd.
Right.
DJ Honey Dijon, a friend too, allegedly.
Yes.
She took to her Facebook page to respond to this article. And I believe she said it best. She said, it's not for you to understand. All in caps now. Why does everything have to be understood by white straight men?
Word.
Like, and then I tweeted and I said, actually tweeted at him.
Oh.
And I said, get your dick out of our culture.
Get your dick out of my politics.
Get your dick out of our culture.
Yeah, because we, you know, Nomi and I are legendary to go. We used to go to a lot of balls back in the day.
We're there. We were present.
We were definitely present.
I was definitely in a house.
You were a house of, was it Extravaganza?
No, for 5 seconds? I was in a house of, Aviance.
Aviance. Whack. And you did one ball.
I did one ball. I was like, this is not for me.
And you spent so much money on this little hat that was maybe 4 inches big. Because it was giving realness with a hat. Some shit.
Two balls then.
Okay, two balls. Totally. Oh, but the thing is like, because there's so many categories, these things go on till like 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Like legit fine. Yeah, and it starts like on a Friday and ends on a Sunday, basically.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's like, it's part of like gay culture, and you know, it's just.
But it's not about you. The whole reason is because people that have been ostracized by society, especially white heterosexual, heteronormative society that has excluded people of color, especially LGBTQ people of color.
Yeah.
That was the place they can go to live their
and
life.
Be free and be free and have that full fantasy.
And not have to deal with fucking stupid white dudes saying, I don't understand your shit. The whole point of that existing is so that you're not invited.
You're not invited. This is where I can be free, be whoever I am, whoever I want to be. If in Paris is Burning, she's giving white man realness and a yacht or whatever, whatever.
It's like going into a Black Lives Matter meeting and being like,
I don't get this.
I don't understand.
I feel
what
excluded.
You're talking about. Like, yeah, this has nothing to do with me. I don't understand what you're doing.
Yeah. You know what? Not everything is for everybody. Like, I am not going to play golf tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, Dead Mouse.
Or everyone, run. I don't run either.
Or swim.
I don't swim. I design bathing suits. I don't swim.
But she does Vogue.
I will Vogue.
Give her.
You give
some
me
tequila.
A runway, and I'll give you my best.
All right. Next up.
Yes, girl.
Girl, this is today's tea is really gay.
I live. You know what? In celebration of Drag Race
returning,
season 9, episode 1,
which RuPaul did not do dragon.
Apparently she explains in her podcast why she's not doing dragon. So we're gonna have to talk about that.
Was that just the first episode or all episodes?
I don't know. I need to do my research. I need to talk to the squad, aka Christian, because he's the one that told me that she's not doing
drag this season,
which I don't know. She got married. She got lazy. I have no idea.
See, I think that's a little weird because now she's on VH1, which is what, more heteronormative. So she doesn't want to freak people out by doing drag, maybe.
I don't know. Because I mean, with Love and Hip Hop, that's a drag show. So
girl,
I don't know.
Full on.
I don't know what's happening.
Anyway, so.
All right, go on, girl.
The LGBTQ community is up in arms over YouTube's recent restrictions, which make all their videos invisible. Mm-hmm. So high-profile members of the LGBT community have reported that their videos have become hidden by YouTube when restriction options are turned on. The hashtag #YouTubeIsOverParty began trending on Twitter last Sunday after several users flagged that their videos referring to same-sex relationships or attraction have been filtered out under its restriction mode.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
So like their restriction mode is turned off by default, but can be turned on to automatically filter potentially inappropriate content. According to Google, which owns YouTube, this is identified by community flagging, age restrictions, and other signals. But YouTubers have started to realize that the restrictions have gone too far. Like once you press that button,
right,
you'll see videos. Well, here, I'll let them explain.
Okay.
It says, one YouTuber said, it is filtering the hell out of a lot of LGBT content. This user said 40 of her own videos have been hidden.
Interesting.
Her name's Rowan Ellis. Mm-hmm. And she said, I think it's really important to look at why LGBT content has been deemed as inappropriate. This is something which goes far beyond a mistake that YouTube might have made that they're going to draw attention to and fix later. Another user, Tyler Oakley, one of the platform's most popular personalities, he has more than 8 million subscribers, tweeted on Sunday afternoon that he was perplexed by the apparent double standard for LGBTQ creators, mm-hmm. but was awaiting a response from YouTube. Mm-hmm. And he also used the hashtag #YouTubeIsOverParty.
Well, I just go to Tumblr because I watch porn on Tumblr. I watch everything on Tumblr, and it seems that they don't have any restrictions to anything. But you know what?
Yeah, but you just boycott it. I guess you can't really post.
Well, can I ask you a YouTube question? Did they just add a Q to T?
Yeah.
What's the Q?
Queer.
Ah. Some people find queer offensive.
Yeah, people find everything offensive.
Okay, go on. No, because I said queer once, and I got side eye, and I was like, "Bitch, I'm the last person." I can't say. And I was like, bitch, please. I know you've been playing tops and bottoms and robbers for years.
So this is fucked up because... Okay, so for instance, Tyler Oakley, mm-hmm. he said this problem has filtered out one of my videos, which is titled 8 Black LGBT Trailblazers Who Inspire Me.
That's positive.
But for like that would be that if you press restrict,
right,
that video would disappear just because it simply says LGBTQ.
That's insane to me. How come we keep on moving backwards in the last like 6 months?
Girl, I have no idea what world we're living in.
I don't understand. This is the same YouTube that introduced two girls, one cup. I don't understand.
Seriously.
Hello.
But that's probably not filtered.
Girl.
Because were they white girls?
Remember that agreed. But didn't you get a tutorial on how to wax your pussy on YouTube? Why is that not, I don't understand. Is it LGBTQ? Like what they might express? Isn't it like you're showing two guys boning?
This is true.
It's just a conversation.
That was really personal. Second of all,
and that was just half of what you fucking tutorial most of the
second
time.
Second of all, clearly I don't have my restrictions button on.
Clearly not. That girl went in too.
She went in.
She went in. She lifted a lip, waxed it, lift the other lip, waxed it. Then girl. The leg went up, spread cheeks, waxed.
I've never let anyone else wax my pussy since that day. I'm like, why? I just learned the ins and outs.
No, I let anyone. Not anyone. I go to a certain person. And she does what she has to do. Don't speak and I leave. Just like my all my dates.
Is like a newborn.
I can't believe you do it all by yourself. I did it once by myself and I thought it was self-mutilation. I couldn't do it. I was terrified.
I'm a control freak.
Clearly. I'm not. I let everyone do my laundry. I don't like making my coffee. I don't like doing anything.
/ I am the one doing all.
Yeah, nobody does my eyebrows.
I do her eyebrows.
Yeah, but like grooming, I let professionals.
How did we go from LGBTQ on YouTube to pussy waxing?
I was making a point.
So YouTube responded. Uh-huh. Yeah, they said the intention of restricted mode is to filter out mature content for the tiny subset of users who want a more limited experience. LGBTQ videos are available in restricted mode, but videos that discuss more sensitive issues may not be. We regret any confusion this has caused and are looking into your concerns.
Wow. Well, look at that.
They're questioning. It's just so strange that they would... There was another user, I forgot her name, was like, oh, here, Melanie Murphy.
Right.
She said she has all these videos, and then there was one video where she was discussing her bisexuality. Right. And she says, with a click of a button, YouTube's restriction mode makes me appear straight. So they only delete her videos that talk about her bisexual experience.
Why is this? I don't understand why this is censored. I don't understand. Like, there's nothing offensive. I find the violence and like the random fights they have at a Chuck E. Cheese more offensive than anything than listening to someone talk about their sexuality and their experience in life. I'd rather listen to that and see that rather than two idiots fighting over a parking spot and like beat the fuck out of each other.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand Century right now. I really, it's insane. Really don't.
I found out about this topic because Gigi Gorgeous, who is a famous YouTuber, has millions of followers, who just recently made a movie with YouTube.
Right.
She made a video talking about the restrictions. She was shocked because when you press her restrictions, basically her entire catalog of videos disappears. She's like, it's upsetting because I just made a deal with YouTube to release this video that it kind of empowers trans youth. And she's like, she thinks, you know, YouTube was a platform for her to identify with other people and to find out, like, discover herself and to share that with other, like, a 12-year-old seeing that.
Right.
It would probably help them discover who they are and not feel so alone.
Right, right, right.
And for people to see that as, like, something that needs to be centered.
Right. It's insane. I think it's, God, like, I don't understand.
What world are we living in?
I don't understand what's... I would keep on going backwards. I really don't understand. Well, anyway. So are they going to stop showing like Modern Family on TV? Or are they going to stop showing like what's... I don't understand.
I don't know. Well, another video, like let's say for instance, this one's marked Asexual Awareness Week, was one that was restricted also.
Like, I mean, yeah, we should be aware of that.
Yeah.
Because
sometimes you just don't give a fuck. YouTube tweeted on Monday, which was after Sunday, and they said it might have made a mistake. They said some videos have been incorrectly labeled, and that's not right. We're on it. More to come.
Maybe they just needed press.
Just needed to change their fucking staff.
Yeah.
Who's probably a bunch of hillbillies who made that recent freedom speech bus. Have you seen that shit?
No.
The free speech bus, which is like boys are born boys, girls are born girls. It's that simple. Freedom of speech. And it's a bus that's been going around the U.S. Promote, like basically telling people that trans people don't exist. Or I guess, what are they trying to say? That we are crazy?
That's crazy.
Or like,
that's crazy.
Like they're trying to like wash us out. But that bus came to New York recently and was like vandalized and bombed.
Like, see, this is when I'm really proud to be a New Yorker.
I know. It makes me feel
Oh my God. Nobody and I this week. We went to see Beauty and the Beast 3D.
Oh my God, it was awesome.
So after we're like talking about the movie.
We're like in a fantasy.
We're in a fantasy. We saw Cantilabra speak.
Daisy's flying.
So we're walking down 11th Street. What was it, like between 2nd and 3rd, whatever. And we see this guy running down the street. Like a bat out of hell with like five cops running after. We see like a cop's handcuffs drop to the floor, and there's like let's say it's five cops.
Yeah,
and they catch the guy, and we were watching literally episode of Law and Order.
Yeah, or Shades of Blue.
Or Shades. It was like something fierce, like a cop, basically a cop show.
I don't know which way to run.
I wasn't sure what to do because I was like, I don't. In my whole life living in this city, this is the first time I've seen this. So I'm intrigued. I feel like I just got my wings.
Second or third.
So
I was like, should we watch? This is kind of awesome. I'm like, what if a gun goes off?
And then of course the cops were hot, so then we stopped. She's like, oh my God. He runs.
Now what'd you say after?
I was thinking the guy is like literally somebody that Nomi would date. Obviously the guy that is
being chased
and about to be arrested. And I was thinking, oh my God, this guy's going to stop. Say, oh my God, Nomi, hey. And then a bunch of cops just jump on him.
That is so fucked up. Well, I keep mixing up applause for laughter, but I guess it's
the same thing for me. I do love either one.
Oh my God. All right. Well, let's get into some new music.
Yeah.
Gold Link, who's someone I love since their second album I loved. Gold Link is an artist from Washington, D.C., who describes his sound as future bounce. Mm-hmm. The new record focuses more on a style called go-go music. It's the backdrop for the new album, At What Cost?
Okay.
And he says, go-go is deeply woven into the cultural fabric of the nation's capital and the bordering metro areas of Maryland and Northern Virginia. In a recent interview with Fader, Gold Link says, it almost shapes us as a community and who we are. It's like the music is the background for the entire city. So
sounds cool.
I love Gold Link.
Gold Link.
This song actually, it was difficult because there's a few dope tracks from the new record.
Right.
But this one features Jasmine Sullivan, who sings Makeup.
Yes.
And Kay Chinata, who we've also featured here.
Yeah.
So I figured all three of them in one track, we had to pick that one.
That sounds amazeballs.
Yeah. So this is Meditation from Gold Link featuring Jasmine Sullivan and Kay Chinata.
Enjoy.
We'll be right back with some dirty, nasty sex talk.
Really? I'm not in the mood.
Lies, Minnelli.
You're listening to Allegedly NYC.
Allegedly. Yeah. I still see ya. Doing everything that we said we gonna do. Girl, I still see ya. Putting all my pride and my girl to the side, cause I still see ya. Smoking on my weed in the corner in the street, so I can still see ya. I still see ya. You wanna be me, I wanna eat ya. I wanna meet your ex, so I can beat him. And have a daughter, and be a teacher. And never follow, and be a leader. And baby girl, I still see ya. I got a light skin bitch who look like bitch love. And she fight and fuck me in the same clothes. But when I put that daddy, baby, daddy, papa show, she curl her toes and close her eyes, offended though, she handle yours. I still call ya, whichever way you wanna, baby girl, it's on ya. I got the money, you got the problems, so I can solve it, but I still need ya, I still see ya. And that's okay, baby, I'm a nigga Gina. Yeah, most of them either she's a visa. That right, hell yeah. Anyways, we can get them moving on the dance floor, no choice.
Yeah.
this. Back stronger than the pussy lane. Langless, and I'm a real nigga, love a go getter. See, ain't no bitch around the city fucking with you. Louis V. Shades, Gucci with the dress gown. Hit the boulevard, baby, take a picture. Everybody in your pussy right now. Everybody think they got you right now. But ain't nobody him that you don't please him. But you're always dirty teasing, cause your feelings in this teacher word like Keisha. Got niggas in your iPhone. Real, real nigga, you the right one. Melon girl with an accent. That's everybody weakness. Bad little bad, bad bitch. You about the average. Your favorite band was Backyard. Baby girl, you was vicious. You the one now. Have the daughter with a son now. Sundress to a wedding gown. Sheesh, got me talking like leaves now. Whoa, you I'm dating in the phone now. Yeah, you didn't come to what I'm talking about. Yeah, later still I think about it. All brick and metal, dream about it now.
I hate when someone knocks on the door I'm fucking.
All right, and we're back.
And we're back.
And we're going to dive right into some sex talk.
Head first?
Well, not this time.
Ooh, ouch.
Pussy first.
Dang.
So here on Allegedly, we recently had a little sex scandal.
That's right.
I don't know which... there was an episode where we tested out a sex toy called the Wee Vibe.
Yeah, Nomi had it in her vagina through the first 20 minutes of the show. And then I had the remote control and I couldn't control it.
Yeah, she lost control of it.
The vibrator went across the street.
Yes.
Across Bushwick Avenue.
Yes.
all right, go then, on, because you're going to get the story.
So this toy is used... you can use it on your own or you can use it with a partner who doesn't necessarily have to be in the same state or even country, because they can download an app which lets them control the patterns and rhythms that control the Wee Vibe.
That's insane.
So it's basically for couples.
Right.
So the sex toy company, which makes the Wee Vibe, which is called Standard Innovation, has been forced to pay out $10,000 per customer.
What?
So the sum of the suit was $3 million to a bunch of users.
Including yourself.
Who used the Wee Vibe.
That's you, girl.
And who downloaded the app, because people have used it but haven't downloaded the app and logged it on. So those people that have just bought the Wee Vibe, they would get like $200 back or something.
But
if you downloaded the app,
which you did,
which my lover did,
right,
they are entitled to $10,000.
But how about the person that's wearing it in their vajagels?
Well, yeah, it's for the couple.
Right. Go on. So splitsies.
Right.
Lunch on you next week. Bang. That's gonna
Oh, I don't know if
turkey
my
burgers on you.
Partner is going to file suit. Anyway.
Okay, go on.
So this all happened because it turned out that the vibrator was tracking results that it was producing. These results included when and where the owners were using the device, minute by minute temperature changes in the body.
Work.
The settings users chose and used to have to come to full orgasm.
Science.
And all their email addresses.
What? So they could text my mom and stuff? Girl. Like, your daughter's disgusting.
Well, they're probably, they're collecting this data because, you know, sex toys, it's hard to survey or right, get right, results right. from the users because it's such a private thing.
Word up.
So this is so shady because they've like found out this new technology that can track all these things.
That's then, a gag. That's really invasive. Holy yeah. shit.
And they can use that data to sell to companies to develop better sex toys.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's fine if you are aware of that.
Yeah, I like to be, I'm like, at least let me know. You know how you, you know, have a, you call Time Warner and like, you could, can we send you a survey to let us know if I answered all your questions?
They're like, you know,
they
I'm
should
not
do that
the
with
mood.
The weed vibe. Like, you know, would you mind staying online to do a survey for me? You're you know, like, and I'd be like, yeah, sure. You were actually quite helpful. You know, now I got, you know, my VH1 back. So yeah, I'll do the survey. Now it's like, I mean, at least ask a bitch, you know?
Yeah, seriously. Well, they lost the suit. So they owe the total like $3 million.
Girl, you customers. Should collect those coins.
I know. I need to.
And we have proof. We did it on the show. So now they know that I can't use a remote, first of all. And secondly, that you weren't here.
Allegedly, they've deleted all the data.
Right.
Whatever.
Oh my God, are they watching us now?
Probably.
They have my body temperature.
I'm surprised they don't have a fucking camera in the pussy.
Seriously. You know, I was having a conversation with somebody last week. I was with a girlfriend and we're having drinks and we're talking about porn and whatever, as we all do. And we're like, you know, like, oh, what do you like to watch? I'm like, I'm a red tube girl, Pornhub, whatever does a trick for the next like 10 to 20 minutes. And she's like, oh, here's one that I use. I was like, oh, gorge. Thanks, girl. You know, I was like, you know, giving each other some helpful advice. But she was telling me that she covers the camera on her phone while she masturbates because she feels like the FBI is watching her watch porn as she's masturbating.
Well, you know, I mean, that's not too far-fetched because the way that this was uncovered from the WeVibe is from Hacker Boys. Word. And they were doing a presentation somewhere and they were like, look what we can do. We hacked into this toy and we discovered that they're being this is being tracked and blah, blah, blah. So I'm sure those Hacker Boys can easily be like, you know, all these phones are sort of like, you know, exposed and they haven't like, like change their privacy settings. A lot of girls just have their cameras open.
Totally.
Maybe they can like access random girls' cameras and like think, oh, this girl's masturbating right now. Like, let's zoom
in. Like, oh, this girl from 16 Stanhope Street is.
Did you just say your address?
Yeah, I did. She's into weird. European sex parties. And she comes in 0.5 seconds.
Bleep that out.
Well, yeah, bleep it out. Edit.
Okay. So next up on the sex chopping block is something I discovered recently called pearling.
You're such, you know what? Again, she really works for you guys.
I'm out there.
I'm trying
to discover shit.
I'm trying to find the perfect lube.
So, and I'm actually just trying to live a simple life and it's just not working.
Oh my God, I did hear that song by No Doubt. A simple kind of life.
I just want a simple life.
I just wanted to
but
have
like,
a kid.
I just keep getting shit thrown at me.
Or so, other. What the fuck is pearling, girl? Explain to our listeners.
Okay. So according to some Cubans, having a small ball inserted under the skin of your penis makes you a better lover.
I don't know why my vagina just clenched. and I don't even have a dick.
I discovered this recently because one of my old school boys came back into the picture.
TPD dick.
TBD. TBT. and something was different. I thought, we should talk about this.
Did he warn you before he took off his pants? Like, oh, by the way, I got pearls in my dick.
He warned me when he saw my face and I was confused and I was just like,
cause I would think like, do you have some like,
yeah, that's what I was just like,
yeah,
but it wasn't,
cause you're not supposed to suck up a lumpy dick.
Yeah, I don't. I tend to not. I don't really suck dick that much lately, unless we have an agreement.
Okay. But you didn't suck.
Carly recently talked about that in Vogue, right?
I think
she talked about being slutty and sucking dick raw.
Right.
I've stopped sucking dick raw.
Right.
Only one person.
Right. Well, it's something that you're steady with.
We have an agreement. We have been tested. It's blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
But like, I can't just go around, hook up with guys and like blow them.
Anymore.
So anyway,
I forget I know you, bitch.
I was staring at his penis.
So he saw you with a puzzled face. He's like, yeah, I was right. Like, so right. He's like, so since I haven't seen you in a minute.
Yeah.
Really? Okay, go on.
I was like, you know what? I'm like, you always outdo me. Because I'm like, I have a pussy now.
He's like, well, I got pros on my dick. Exactly. I'm rich.
Always trying to outdo me.
Wait, can I ask you a quick question? Are the pearls like real pearls from like the sea? Like,
well, okay, let's get into this. All so right. After I discovered that this friend of mine got pearls put in his dick, I researched it to see if this was a thing, and it is a thing called pearling. And
you talk about me over accessorizing, by the way, so go on.
So it originates in Cuba, allegedly. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's a simpler version of this thing called freedom piercing, which I also came across recently.
Girl, where have you been?
I don't look for this. I swear to God.
God, you but really it was go with guys like jewelry.
I just want a simple life. We need the Gwen Stefani sample.
Simple kind of life.
Yeah, well, that's when guys get their the front of the penis pierced down.
So when I'm writing you, the pearl is at the base.
Well, the pearl's at the base, yes.
So it's rubbing against the clit.
Or the G-spot inside.
Wow. Okay.
Because,
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, okay, right.
Okay, go on.
So the pearl is sort of a talisman, according to a Cuban doctor. They say the pearl is a small ball, often made of plastic, that is placed under the skin of the penis through a small incision. The surgery is usually performed at home without any proper sanitary precautions. The goal is to enhance sexual performance. The Cuban myth claims that women who feel the pearl will go mad with pleasure.
For
it to really stimulate the clitoris, the pearl should be placed at the very base of the penis, which never happens.
Love.
When I saw it, it was like, it wasn't all the way, it was close to the base, but not all the way there. It was like far down.
All right. So it was like a half inch off the base, or like maybe 3/4.
3/4 down from the top.
Gotcha.
As for the G-spot, that's something you can easily reach with a finger, but it's much more complicated to reach directly with the penis. Of course, eroticism is for a big part of psychological affair. And given that the famous pearl has some mysteries to it, it might actually tickle the brain more than any part of the body.
The boy with the pearl necklace. So dudes would be going to like clear accessories now to get pearls to put on their dick. There's going to be a short of a pearl necklaces at fucking Claire's.
Someone who tried out the pearl says, I don't remember feeling anything special with the pearl.
Julia's like, not Julia. Having it.
And then she goes, or maybe I did. I don't know. But I think my excitement had more to do with the fact that my Viennese dry spell was over. This guy who had the pearls named Nelson. And Nelson told me he had it done during his military service without any kind of anesthesia.
Damn, bitch.
And that it was quite a nuisance at first because the skin was too tight. But he was so proud of it because he considered the procedure to be some kind of virility ritual.
That's fucking crazy. I don't want to say it's crazy because I don't want to, like, it's fucking crazy.
I mean, what's the difference between this guy and Kylie?
Girl, really?
I mean,
why is Kylie putting pearls in her clit now?
So this Cuban doctor insists that the pearl can have a devastating effect on the health of the owner. Ooh. During her years working at a hospital, at Santiago de Cuba, she saw cases of tetanus, balanitis, and gangrene as a result from getting the pearl.
Ooh, you say that dick is going to get green and fall off?
Girl. She said, I personally only saw a case of balanitis that resulted the surgical removal of the pearl. But I've heard about cases in which part of the penis had to be removed because it had been severely affected by gangrene.
On a lighter note, she has a full pearl necklace.
She's out there collecting pearls, honey.
She's like, I'm just taking all these pearls out of dicks. But you know what? Look at my new necklace.
Girl, she's like, imagine she's like passing away. She's like, I'm handing this down to you.
To my daughter.
This
came out of 10 dicks. That's how I met your dad.
I killed 1,000 soldiers for this jewelry box.
But the dude that did that without anesthesia is like, what are we proving here? Like,
girl, is this
like
a man
contest?
Okay, usually guys who have one or more pearls in their penis are young men in military service, convicts, or sailors. Word. Of course, that's why I know this guy. and not just from Cuba, all around the world. The trend is said to have reached Cuba thanks to merchant seamen in the 1960s.
Seamen. Fucking 12 years old.
Beavis and Butthead.
Thanks
to merchant seamen in the 1960s who returned from Asia and apparently brought along some techniques of sexual organ modification. In fact, the tradition is said to have originated among imprisoned members of the Yakuza. One pearl for each year they spent in jail.
Girl, dang, how big is that dick? Because you're dating some guy who's done some time. How many pearls? Where are we going at here?
Can you just get a tattoo of a tear on your eye?
Seriously. Like,
leave your dick alone.
Leave that dick. Penis, get that teardrop on your face. Whatever.
Yeah.
Dang, oh, girl. Jesus.
The procedure was also prevalent in the Philippines, while Chinese traders used to go a little further. They'd insert a rattle in their penis to give any sexual encounter the festive soundtrack it deserved.
Shit, girl.
That's racist.
It's
Are they
racist.
Saying like Latin people put maracas in their dick?
I mean,
imagine,
yeah.
girl. What if a guy whipped out his dick and it rattled?
Girl, I would. I would kind of live, actually. I know, I was like, this is gonna be awesome, and then my big Moroccan tits.
Jesus Christ.
That's so racist. So if an Italian guy is fucking you, you hear like the clash of pasta going into a pot. Let's just go really racist right now. Let's just go there.
I put rigatoni in my dick. Yeah. The texture really.
It's like I fucking. It's like I can hear the splatter of Guinness going.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
So, okay. One guy, after entering in the military service, he said, when we were showering or getting dressed, I noticed some guys' dicks had round lumps on them.
Oh, God.
I asked them about it, and they explained. A couple of weeks later, I had the procedure myself. There was
peer pressure. He's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll put some problem with
it. It's like when girls get pumped.
He's like, Tommy has it. Tommy seems to be having fun.
I'm like,
it's like, girl, those tits are sick. Is that a D? And like 10 minutes later, she has a fucking set of titties. They needed something. Is that what happened? Is that what happened? They felt left out. Like they want search too.
It's like when Nicki Minaj saw someone's ass pumped. She's like, where'd you get that ass?
Yeah, exactly.
But the next week, she's like,
and look at me now.
Look at me now. So, he said a couple of weeks later, he had the procedure done.
Okay.
There was one guy in the barracks who used to always do it to everyone who wanted it. And he did mine too. But I made my pearl by myself.
What did he do?
He followed his friend's advice and stole a domino game piece.
Girl, I can't talk about this anymore. I'm done with this conversation. I can't. Like, seriously, I can't. It's like, I was playing Monopoly and I saw like the house. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna put the house in my dick.
I can't anymore. I'm
Girl,
dying.
It's like, what? And the fact that we can't put LGBTQ on the YouTube, but we can talk about a pearly dick. Imagine you go to a guy like, I like your pearly whites.
I can honestly, do this all day. Yeah.
Yeah, literally. Guy with the taco.
What? Wait, so, go okay, on. Wait. I'm sorry.
So he got really detailed because he could have just said had a domino. He stole the domino game piece, broke it into pieces, chose the best bit, and then started polishing it until it was round and the proper size. He said, quote, it should be thoroughly polished, which means that at the end of the process, you have to keep the pearl in your mouth all day long and suck on it like it's a piece of candy. Have it roll around your teeth until it's smooth like a ball. I even trained the pearl in my mouth.
Girl. I just can't.
Oh my God. When I was ready, I went to the guy who would do the procedure. I had to lay my penis on a flat surface. And he tore a piece of my skin off with the sharpened lower part of a toothbrush. That's where he made the cut. The pain was terrible, but I knew it would be worth it because all the ladies go mad over it. You get a bandage on your dick so you can't wash or masturbate for a few days. The pearl stimulates the clitoris about 20 times more than if you have sex without it. When I was in the military, people used to tell the story about a guy who fucked a slightly delicate lady, and she actually had a heart attack.
Bitch, she just maybe was not healthy. Like, dick don't make you get a heart attack.
Meanwhile, he like gave her pussy gangrene.
Yeah, seriously, her clit fell off.
She almost literally burst with pleasure. If you want to seduce a viejita, you just need your pearl, and then you have her. It is the best.
So do you have any gigs coming in? Maybe you want to share with the audience.
I just played House of Yes. Yeah.
Girl, that's crazy. I just don't even know where to go with this. I don't know. Like, I really want to meet a lot of these women because we don't have, I mean, we met the one girl. She was like, whatevs, basically. And like...
I'll stick to the Wii vibe, even though they're tracking my pussy temperature and
but you
patterns.
Know what? It doesn't have, it's pearless.
It's, it just, you know.
Let me ask you a question. Did you feel a difference between pearl dick and non-pearl dick? Did you get weirded out? Did it hurt?
I'm not answering this question. Because
you're our only hope here to see if we're going to like this.
I'm just saying, if you see a guy with a pearl on his dick,
if you see something, say something.
I would run the other way.
Uh-huh.
And warn everyone else.
If listeners out there, if you fuck anybody with a pearl dick, please email us at allegedlynyc@gmail.com because we will love to read that and share with our audience if you're down with that.
Yeah, I wonder how many ladies out there have encountered that.
Yeah, please email us.
A first for me.
I never heard of it until you mentioned it.
Girl, I thought this guy was insane until I Googled it. And then I'm like, oh, this is a thing called pearling.
And then you Googled it to me. You send me a text with a Google of what pearling was. I'm like, oh my God, that's fucking crazy. She's like, I just did that.
What's funny is because we have the allegedly email and I kind of tell you, I'm like, don't look at it because I want to surprise you with the news.
Yeah.
But she looked at it that week and she texted me. She's like, girl, what's this pearling dick thing? What's going on? Are you okay? Because we hadn't spoken that we had. I was going rogue that week.
Yeah, that was a rogue weekend.
So, yeah. All right. We end this.
Girl, I don't know how to even go to freestyle right now. Oh, yeah. Please rate and review us on iTunes.
Yes.
Please. And follow us on Instagrams.
And tweet us.
And, if you've pearled... let us know.
We would like to know.
I'm just curious.
Because I feel really lonely with this topic.
Yeah, I can't relate right now. Because for all I'm thinking is a guy that's going through Claire's Accessories looking for a single pearl.
You know, dicks are so beautiful. Just leave them alone.
Right? Is that a t-shirt? I'm not.
Leave them alone.
Leave the dicks alone.
Don't touch the dicks.
I mean, like, it's like when someone gives you a bad finger job. It's like, ugh, you know, like then you gotta add a pearl to it. You know, like what imagine you have, like,
it's definitely hard. Like I wish they could just get like a silicone ball. Maybe that would be help.
Maybe just don't. I don't know.
Maybe you just leave your dick alone.
You know, if there's a girl that honestly, or guy that lets us know about this pearling and they live, please let me know. Because I'm really curious at how it.
I just think inserting an entire penis in your pussy is enough.
Girl.
Like,
I'm
don't
good.
Extend the thing.
No, no.
If you want all that, there are toys.
There are toys.
There are attachments.
They're total
no
attachments.
Shade. People do whatever you want.
Yeah. No. 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 No.
Body
no
modification.
Shade.
Not body. I'm not body modifications shaming.
No, Christ. No. We're just curious. We're just curious.
Just don't.
I don't know.
Run.
I'm cool with like a basic dick.
Run.
With girth.
Run the other way. All right. What's our freestyle of the week?
Girl, it's Cynthia, darling.
Of course it is. Cynthia, and what's her last name?
No, just Cynthia, girl.
Oh, my God.
It's like Cher, stop Madonna, it. Cynthia.
Were we supposed to play La India? Oh,
yeah.
I just remember that.
Oh, my God. That's right. We'll do it next time. Mm. Because I really am feeling the song today.
Are you really? Oh, wait. We have one more tea in.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. This one's a little sad.
What happened?
So Juan Rodriguez from Bushwick, you know that he's the weed dealer.
Oh, my God. Yes.
He recently passed away.
Oh, I'm so. Oh, my God. Where in Bushwick? Wait, where did he live?
Remember he lived in that apartment. It was like on Jefferson Street.
Oh, God. That was a fabulous apartment. Yeah. Didn't it have. Wait, it had a really gorgeous bathroom, like really, it was almost like a sink in tub.
Totally,
it looked like a jacuzzi.
Yeah,
and he also wait, wasn't there a backyard?
Girl, it was two bedrooms.
That was gorgeous.
One and a half bathrooms.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
the yard was great for backyard parties.
Really, really, really. And I think was it rent controlled? I think it's rent controlled.
Rent controlled. Yeah. It was like $950.
Oh,
it's a good price.
That's a really good price for that area.
So yeah, it's on the market.
All right. Well, my heart goes out to his family. This apartment now, you'll see at Craigslist. I saw the ad on MySpace and Nooklyn.
And we just started a new Facebook group. It's called Recently Deceased Apartments. Get them quick, girl. Yeah. Get them quick before they go
girl.
On the market.
Like, right. I think my uncle's sick. I'm going to see if his two-bedroom railroad is going to be available in 6 months. Girl, oh, okay. Roomies again.
Keep me posted.
All right, Cynthia.
Box,
yes.
Which one? Which Cynthia song is
it? Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm a little tipsy.
Are you tipsy? I'm gonna announce it.
Okay,
it's called Change
it.
On Me.
Change on Me, girl.
If you decide to change on me and pass away, please let us know that the apartment's gonna be available at allegedlynyc@gmail.com. We'll post your listing.
Yeah.
So the right person takes over.
If it's Zorna Man Building, please definitely let us know. Because we get a lot of packages. Well, Nummy does.
Toodaloo. Till next time.
Till next time, lovers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hot messes. You're listening to Allegedly NYC.
Allegedly. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Allegedly NYC. Allegedly.